I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
I'm Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams with our weekly real estate podcast. Coming up on 50 podcasts. I don't know exactly when that's going to be.
I don't either. It seems we're just flying through these things,
man.
It
seems like cake would be appropriate.
Yes.
To celebrate our 50th podcast together. Here we are, late October, coming up on Halloween. Halloween is all about haunted houses. Let me see. Oh, you buy and sell houses.
Yes,
right,
yes.
Jay, you've been in the business for a while. Have you come across a haunted home, either by a buyer or a seller, something that you thought, not just a creepy little thing, this place is haunted?
Yeah, we've had some, you know, and we don't have to, you know, I won't give any addresses. I'll give some locations. But we've definitely had some freaky houses, and I had a feeling you're going to want to talk about this today. So I've got, we had one in downtown Frederick that, as soon as you walked in the door, it just gave you the creeps. And actually, I brought this. You know, our people can't see, but I want to show you these pictures of a house that we had listed. And look under those stairs. What do you see on that? Does that...
All right. Now, when you see your ghosts, your basic taps, they talk about orbs and energies manifesting themselves. And what we have there is something manifesting itself under the stairs right by the lawnmower.
Yeah. It's eyes and everything. It's crazy when you zoom into it. A mouth.
All right. That has got to be photoshopped. I'm a believer in this.
Now look at this outside. It's like a magnifying glass telling someone to look underneath the ground to see what is buried back there.
All right. So, I'm a believer in these things.
Yeah. We had, for that house specifically, we had, you know, 45, 50 photos. Same spots, different angles, and those are the only two that had something on them. And... you know, we got the creeps when we went in the place. You know, then we had the professional photographers go in. They did their thing. I looked at the photos, and that freaked me out. I was like, all right, this is definitely something going on here. And, I mean, I've seen orbs because, you know, I love going up to Gettysburg and seeing some of the cool stuff up there.
Gettysburg rocks.
Yeah, but then this, like you said, it's like a thing under the stairs.
That's
pretty creepy.
Under the stairs. So I don't guess you guys have an exorcist on call to clean these houses before you show them.
No, we don't. We don't. And, you know, we had one in Pennsylvania, too, that, you know, no joke, went up into the attic and, like, the hair on my neck, my arm stood up, and I was like, I need to get out of here as soon as I possibly can. So we've definitely had some creepy houses.
I trust my gut reaction here. Now, from a legal standpoint, are you allowed to say to somebody, or are you required to say, you know, there's some paranormal activity in this house?
Not at all.
You're not allowed to even say that?
Nope.
Are you allowed to say, the husband murdered his wife and all the kids in this house and then killed himself?
No, actually, if we say that, we can get in trouble.
Okay.
And we've had homes. I mean, I'll be candid. We've had homes where people have committed suicide or bad things have happened.
Yes, yeah, committed suicide. Now, these things happen. Or even passed away in this house. Here's the master bedroom. 6 months ago, you know, somebody passed away in that. But you're not allowed to say that kind of thing.
Nope, not at all.
Do people ask you these things?
Oh, they do. And it's tough because, you know, you don't want... You know that if they buy the house, they're going to find out because, especially a suicide or something... the neighbors all know what happened.
Sure, you go down the corner 7-Eleven, somebody go, you bought that house? Oh, here's what happened there.
Yeah, yeah, and but by law, we can't say anything about that. And, you know, it's creepy. And we had a house.
Would that be a deal breaker? Would that be a deal breaker with some people? I mean, that, I guess it could be.
Yeah, some people can really freak out over that. I mean, we had, this was years ago, we had a house in Maryland that... we had to sell, and there was a there were a couple of murders that happened in the house. And
that's brutal.
Yeah, it was a bank owned.
That's brutal. Now, sometimes don't people know this, and sometimes don't those prices go down, and that kind of gets around the neighborhood.
Well, and that's why you're not allowed to disclose these things because it could have an adverse effect on the selling price.
Yes, on
and
the seller.
You could be hurting someone that way. But we had one, and it was a bank owned one. The neighbors mentioned something when one of my agents went into the house, so I Googled it. And I found out that it was, you know, a dad was there, a daughter was there, they were tied up, they were shot in the head.
All right. That would be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah. Then they try to catch the house on fire to hide that they murdered the people.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That's horrible.
Yeah, we sold it. We sold it.
Okay, so somebody is willing to take the risk. Has anybody ever contacted you after a sale of a home and said, "Did you know anything about paranormal activity in this house? Have you heard anything about poltergeists?"
I don't think we've had anybody contact us afterwards, but again, because it's mostly my agents that work with the buyers, I'll have to ask them in our next meeting. I haven't had anyone personally ask me after the fact, no. No. Now, it's funny, we've also had to sell homes that are like right on cemeteries. Not on, but you know, like you look out the back window.
Yes.
Yeah, there's one, you know, there's some in Mount Airy and
okay.
some in different areas.
All right. All
and it's
right.
funny, we go into those. And, you know, we always want to joke and say, you know, at least your neighbors will be quiet. But, you know.
Or a peaceful view.
Yeah.
A serene setting. That yeah. could be. I'm trying to think if that would be a deal breaker for me. I'd have to feel it all out. Because cemeteries don't bother me.
Yeah. And I think some of it's a cultural thing, too. I mean, I had a new community that I worked with a builder in Montgomery County. And a certain demographic of buyer refused to buy those homes because as you're sitting in the family room and looking out the windows in the master bedroom, it overlooked a cemetery out in Montgomery County. And I found out, again, that, you know, there's some cultural things and certain people they will not buy a home that you can see the cemetery from. It's just bad, you know, it's a part of their tradition or part of, you know, their philosophy.
I guess I understand that. Man, you've run into everything over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of different things. And yeah, you mentioned the same thing with people passing away in homes. I mean, we deal with a lot of estate sales.
Sure.
So, you know, and
this is not uncommon, and it's nothing to be freaked out about because this happens. This just happens.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, with the wonders of hospice care and people wanting to die peacefully at home with their family, I mean, those aren't as freaky, you know. Like you said, the murders, the suicide, those are a little bit creepier.
That's a little bit creepier, and you can do what Jay did. Go to your Google machine if you have any questions.
Yeah, because as agents, I'd love to give you answers, but we really can't. And even if you Google it and find it, we can't validate it or really discuss it.
Yeah, you can't really say, okay, you got me. We'll knock off a few bucks for this one. You can't really do that. That's not what it's all about.
Right, right. And that's again, think about it. If you were the person selling the house, and who knows, maybe you own the house and you rented it out and your tenants had something crazy happen. It had nothing to do with you. You would be really upset if it got out of what happened in the house and your home that was worth $250,000 is now worth $175,000 because of the horrific nature of what happens.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you're protecting the buyer and the seller in this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you too.
Do you have trick-or-treaters where you live?
Oh yeah, living in Lake Linganore, and it's one of the coolest places. You know, last year was our first Halloween there. And we've embraced it. You know, our neighborhood has a lot of golf carts. We have a day home team golf cart. But on Halloween, they go all out. They decorate their golf carts.
Nice. Do they decorate their homes with lights and and spooky things in the yard? And so the kids come around.
Yep. And we just, yeah, I was with our 9-year-old. We were out doing the decorations, our outside decorations over the weekend.
And what is your 9-year-old going to dress as this Halloween?
She still hasn't decided.
Oh, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. They'll have to do something for Halloween.
Well, it was funny because, you know, my wife and Amy on the team, they wanted us to, you know, you've posted and talked about our new billboard with the Wizard of Oz.
Yes, Wizard of Oz. And this morning I posted on the Free Country Wake Up Crew's Facebook page, The Dancing Mummy.
Yeah, you like that?
That was awesome. You'll realize how much mummy you say because Jay sold my home. That's awesome.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, we like to have fun, but Halloween is a great time. The kids love it. Like I said, Lake Linganore is a wonderful place to have to have kids in and to be part of the Halloween tradition. It gets crazy. We go through bags and bags and bags of candy.
Do you buy them now? And do they make it to Halloween? Or is it best just to buy them maybe the day before?
Well, now that I'm eating a little better, the sweet tarts are safe from me.
All right.
However, any of the Hershey's chocolate is fair game to Christina. So, you know, it might make it. It might not. She might have eaten some M&Ms last night, you know, that I bought.
you don't want to be handing out a bad batch. It's good to check all those things.
Yeah, I'll tell her that could be a good reason. That can be her rationale, that she needs to taste it to make sure that it's a good batch. She'll like that.
That makes sense. That's why we're here, to make sense to you. With our Haunted House Real Estate Podcast, I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
I'm Jay Day and the Day Home Team. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it. Oh, you have a home of the week?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, this one is definitely not a spooky one.
This is not 1313 Mockingbird Lane where the monsters live. Do you remember 1313 Mockingbird Monster?
Yes,
wow, man, let's don't date ourselves. Home of the week.
Home of the week. This is actually a brand new home, so if we're talking about not having any bad juju in a house or anything.
Was it built on a ceremonial cemetery of some indigenous tribes? You never know.
No. This one's over in Sandy Spring in Montgomery County, 19201 Chanley Mill Road. Brand new home, listed at $750,000. The home is close to 3,700 square feet above grade, 4 bedrooms, 3 full baths, 1 half bath, situated on almost, actually a little over 7 acres, has a stream going through it, has a patio, a fire pit, awesome brand new home. Again, go to WFRD.com, check out Jay Day's podcast, Real Estate Podcast, look for the photos. It's a gorgeous home. Make it yours.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
And that's our Real Estate Podcast. Thanks for listening.